You're listening to Divorce Literacy with the Divorce Lending Association, a divorce podcast where we dig deep into issues of divorce that center around the marital home, other real property, and divorce mortgage planning, helping divorcing homeowners and their divorce team make more informed decisions regarding home equity solutions during and after divorce.
Interview series today. With us today, we have Ms. Hollis Hardiman.
Hello.
Hollis, welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. Hollis is a certified divorce financial analyst trained in both mediation and collaborative divorce. And I know you're extremely passionate about educating women and helping them navigate the divorce process. So I'm hoping that you can tell a little bit more about yourself and what that means to you and introduce yourself to our listeners.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
So I'm Hollis Hardiman. I work for Merit Financial. This is actually my second career, basically. And I got into this career later in life when I really started understanding what I was interested in and what I wanted to do and how I wanted to help my own life. And it translated into me becoming a financial advisor. And when I was digging into what I liked about finances and what I didn't like, it was a really interesting dynamic for me because I grew up, my father was a CPA and my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and they got divorced in the 80s. And it was like the typical War of the Roses, like 1986,
yeah.
Like, you know, everything was just
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, I mean, there were, you know, now people talk about no one goes to court, you know, you settle on this, on the steps. Well, my parents were in court for like 3 days. And so my whole life starting at maybe the age of 12 or 13 was really built around finances. I just really didn't know it. I was constantly in the middle of, you know, getting the alimony payment and the child support payment and hearing all of the things we could and couldn't do due to money. So my young life was really shaped around, you know, finances and money and a lot of asking and begging and being told no, you know, when it came to where's money. And what I realized was a lot of it was, you know, everything was being dependent on my father, and my mom had not, you know, gone back to work, and it just wasn't what women did back then, really.
Right.
And I decided that I really wanted to help women become more educated and empowered after their divorce so that they could land on their own two feet and move forward. And I don't know when it really hit me that I was going to do this, but I had researched and said, how do I help women become more empowered with divorce? And there was a firm in Wilton, Connecticut, owned by Lori Price at the time. And she was doing workshops, monthly workshops for women who were contemplating divorce. So I had reached out to her. We talked about my passion and I started to get into, and I started working for her where I've been for 10 years now. And so it's been almost 10 years that I do monthly, quarterly workshops on women contemplating divorce. And I do a lot of them with my colleague, Rosemarie Ferrante.
Yeah,
and she's the attorney who talks about mediation and collab. And we really just are dedicated to educating women on this process. A lot of it, you know, where we're located, there are a lot of stay-at-home moms and men that are the higher earners. And as we know, marriage is, you know, divide and conquer. And what happens is the kids and the family oriented stuff fall typically on the mom and the finances on the husband.
Yep.
And, and sometimes it is completely reversed, but that's typically what I'm dealing with. And through that, it's, you know, then all of a sudden you have something like divorce on your plate. And these women, unfortunately, have not been, you know, privy potentially to all of the information of their finances. So it's really helping them understand what's going on during the divorce. And more importantly, how are they going to manage moving forward? So that's a little bit about my story and how I got here. I think a lot of it was the passion of what the trauma, the financial trauma that I grew up with, that I was like, I need to help people understand that there is life after divorce. And how do you move forward and feel empowered on your own?
And it's amazing how similar it is today from back when you went through it as a kid. There's still that disconnect between the earner and the spouse that's not the earner. and Absolutely. The lack of communication there. And I guess that's ultimately why they're getting divorced, because there's no communication and the respect isn't shared there. But you're doing such important work sharing that knowledge and educating women particularly. But they're, in some cases, obviously are men in that same situation. But awesome work that you guys are doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, every divorce situation is a little unique. Obviously, everybody's situation is different. Any what to look for, any kind of things that are important that you tell your clients or someone that's come to you and asked you, you know, they're just starting the process, they're interested in finding out more information. Are there anything that you kind of often tell that particular client as you coach them through the start process?
Yeah. So one thing that I find that is the most important to understand, especially if you don't understand it yet, is to be able to identify your expenses. And a lot of times, even if you're not the person, you're not the earner, typically you're the spender in terms of the household items, the children's activities, the groceries. So you actually have a really good idea, most likely, of what's being spent monthly. And so what I tell people is to really learn and identify and get comfortable with the numbers of how much it costs to run your house, the children, and yourself, because that's going to help shape your entire divorce agreement and post-divorce life. And it's going to help you understand if you can afford the house, if there's any places you need to cut back on. And I just think that it's not easy to do, because when you're not good with numbers and money and, you know, listing Excel, having Excel spreadsheets, yeah, you know, that's sometimes when I can come in and help. But I do find that that is the most important thing to understand, is what is your life costing you? Because then we can, everything else will start to fall into place, and all of the information and documents that are needed, you will get. But understanding your expenses is really important.
It's eye-opening to see how much money is being spent when you really dig into it and look at all the line items.
Yeah, I think I'm really good at it for myself. And all of a sudden, I'll take a look at my Amazon shopping and I was like, wow, did I underestimate that amount?
Yeah.
So, you know, you can even when you think you're good at it, you're typically spending more than what you think you are.
Yeah. Amazon makes it way too easy to empty your pocketbook.
Exactly.
That's great. Memorable cases. You know, you do some outstanding work, as we're pointing out here. You probably have a whole slew of memorable cases, you know, wives or couples that you've helped out throughout the years. Anything really jump out at you that you'd like to share with those listening?
So, you know, one of my favorite, and I guess this kind of works into my whole mission, so it's why I love this story the most. But what I have one or two specific clients I can think of, and there are more, but one or two that I can really think of that came to me, as most do, very overwhelmed, in tears, feeling like their life, their family, everything they dreamed about was over, and how are they going to move forward? And, you know, we're working together through the entire process. And what I love is here we are 5, 6, 7 years later, and these women are thriving. They've, the one I'm thinking about specifically has her own career now, and she's bringing in over 6 figures on her own. And my favorite part of the story is that a lot of times in divorces, there's what we call annual true-ups, where both parties exchange information of what they've made and brought in income-wise from the prior year. And if there's any money owed to each other, there's an exchange. And in this specific case, and some of these husbands, they put what's called safe harbors on what the women can earn before the alimony gets deducted. So in this case, the woman was able to make $50,000 a year. If once she went over that amount, the husband could deduct alimony. Well, this woman is making well over 6 figures, and her husband has no faith in the world that she was even making that. He has yet to ask her for any of her tax information or anything, because the confidence he had in her was basically none.
Yep.
And if he just asked the questions, he would maybe even be able to reduce his alimony. That's not my favorite part of the story, obviously. My favorite part of the story is how these women come on the other side and thrive and blow away, you know, not even their own expectations, but the expectations or thoughts that maybe their ex had. And I think it's just great when the end result is something so much better than when they came in and started.
And she probably came to you and was not feeling like she could do anything like that.
She hadn't even gone to school for any of the certifications that she has right now. So yes, it's a long drawn out process, but you know, if you have the right support system professionally, I think almost anything is possible. But of course, you know, you have to believe in yourself and know that it's just, you know, a blip in time and you're going to get through it and probably be much happier on the other side.
Yes. As I've heard many times from my mother of all people, this too will pass.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. And you oftentimes will get through it and exceed your expectations. So thank you for sharing that. It's wonderful.
If
one of our listeners wanted to get in touch with you, how do you like to for people to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so you can reach out to me at hhardiman@meritfa.com. Or the website I actually share for our workshops is divorceresourcect.com. And if you go to that page, you'll see a lot of different resources that we have and we put out. I think, Mark, you were a speaker at one of our educational resource workshops.
Yep.
And there's information about me and my bio and everything I can help and do for you on that page. So I think that's the best place to start.
And how often are you running the workshops?
So we just ran one last week. We try to do it usually in the first half of the month. We're doing maybe every other month or so.
Yep,
then
yep.
We typically take July and August and off, and then we revamp up. So we just had 23 people at our last workshop, which was last Friday. So it's a busy time of the month, busy time of the year, I should say.
Yep,
and usually this quarter is a heavy time where people are kind of, you know, moving towards that divorce path potentially. So yeah, keep an eye out because we definitely update that website with upcoming workshops.
And are they video or are they in person?
Yep. So we do both. During the winter seasons, we're typically on Zoom. We had a in-person workshop in Westport, Connecticut last September. So keep an eye. It can be both. But on Zoom, we do let everyone know they can shut off their camera, change their names, because it's definitely a confidential, safe space. So if you do join us virtually, there's definitely ways to protect your identity.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Wrapping up,
any last minute thoughts that you want to share that we didn't cover?
No, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. And again, I can help from the beginning to the end and ongoing. So happy to help.
Very good. Thanks for sharing, Hollis. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Mark.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for listening to Divorce Literacy. Discover more strategies and solutions on divorce mortgage planning at divorcelendingassociation.com.